And as we do every Wednesday in this very segment, we are joined by one-third of the Marconi-winning Morning Musers, Major Market Personalities of the Year, is our good friend, the very handsome Gordon Keith.
Thank you. Thank you, Sean. Thank you, David. Hello, Justin. I would just like to promote something if I could.
Okay.
Ticket Fight Night tomorrow night.
Yes.
Tomorrow
Modelo
night.
Modelo Ticket Fight Night.
Where is it?
It's at the
factory in Deep Ellum.
The factory.
In Deep Ellum.
Just the factory now.
Yes, yeah. The factory.
They got indeed.
Yes.
Indeed.
They
times
it up.
Change.
Yes.
Times change.
And device.
Indeed.
Speaking of times are changing, Sean is calling this segment the Wednesday dry hump.
Oh my gosh.
How do you,
it is hump day.
It is. That's why we're doing it. And
okay.
Dry hump, I don't know.
There's no penetration.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
We keep everything on top of the
Wednesday
clothes
soak.
Okay.
Yes.
So jump on the bed.
Soaking with Gordon Wednesdays at 2:30.
Why does Monty know about that?
I want to play some audio for you, Gordon. I heard this yesterday and it made me think of you.
Okay.
It's I know this is a old ticket bit that you're obsessed with. This is a Paul George podcast. He's talking about Anthony Edwards. And at the end of this, I think you'll know why I was thinking about you.
Okay.
Germany was getting the best part of us and he basically put USA on his back. From that second half on to finish that game off, like he literally just put the team on his back. And to be able to do that at that age is tough, bro. Cause the international game is not easy.
It's a different game.
It's a different game. It's a totally different game.
Knew it. Yes.
Yes.
Could see it coming.
Totally different.
Totally different game.
They're totally different movies. Totally different types of movies.
Oh, man, that is
why
such,
are we so obsessed with that?
Such magical audio.
How often do people say that? Like, not just movies, different game. Oh, it's a different show. Totally different show.
Mm-hmm. Quite a
you
bit.
Have to repeat yourself.
Yeah, why
to,
do people
to
have
force
to repeat
your point.
Themselves?
Soaking and sex are two totally different acts.
They're
totally
different. Monty, once again.
Totally different.
With BYU's now in the Big 12, we're going to get a lot of soaking
oh
references,
gosh.
Aren't we? I was very
so
quick.
What is soaking again for those who are just
yeah,
joining
I don't
us?
Even, I don't know. I've heard Justin talk about it like, before the show, every day, he's like,
it's,
dude, soaking? It's bomb.
It's some kind of workaround.
Yeah, you basically...
Uh-huh. Okay, let's see if we can...
You insert?
Talk.
There's no...
Oh, what? Once again, Sean,
wait,
too far.
So there is...
Yes.
You go in, but then...
But
there's
thrust,
no movement.
It's
but if you get...
Stuff.
Okay.
If
no hip thrusting.
If your tag
right,
team partner
everyone,
happens to jump on the bed...
Yeah,
everyone not, needs to watch
you,
just
a
tip.
You could be on a Tempur-Pedic bed with the
yeah.
wine there, and somebody's jumping.
Exactly. Then you didn't do
you
anything.
Get an old water
that's
bed.
The worst soaking. For soaking.
Slap.
Mm-hmm. I thought it had something to do with bathtubs, where you're just sitting in a bathtub with somebody and they're...
No, it's a loophole for God.
Yes. God... For some reason, God can't see it. It's like the velociraptors in movement.
Yeah, it's your little figure eight pattern
uh-huh.
to get away from God.
It's kind of a check swing in baseball.
So if you had to soak, who up here would you pick to be your jumper?
Monty.
Okay, what is the jumper? That's the person on the
okay,
bed.
I'll just take Monty's leg.
Yeah, so two people who love each other very much, they are the ones who are soaking.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a friend that jumps on the bed to provide the movement because God won't allow you to provide the movement.
The inertia.
Right. Yeah. So, I'm choosing Monty.
I'll tell you who I'm not choosing.
You want some size.
I'm not
dropped from a helicopter onto the bed.
If you want it to be over in 3 seconds, put me on there.
Gosh.
If you want to blast all night, put Ham.
Just Ham pogoing constantly. He's got a...
Hands right in cannonballs.
Yeah, just spilling barbecue sauce everywhere.
Ugh.
And Daddy's tweeting her the whole time.
Yeah, Daddy.
Mine already, Daddy. Hello. Stop.
Daddy needs to be castrated. We need to go ahead and Bob Barker has given him a set of nudicles.
Just put him out of his misery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's tortured. Obviously, Daddy's tortured by his Gretchual thoughts. So we need to do something about that.
And I guess they're innocent to a... Like, he's not...
Daddy.
He's not graphic about anything,
no, well,
right?
Well, there
very
was a couple that...
Complimentary to people.
During the court hearing, we
he
heard a couple.
Legs pulled behind him.
Ah.
That one. Something about,
soaks harder.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Do what?
Mm. So at least he's... change that part.
Yes, and we need to respect that, mm-hmm. recognize
over
that.
The past 5 years.
As someone, who wanted people to recognize the way he had changed.
That's right.
You have to afford them the same thing.
That's right. That's why I extend that.
I am horny on Twitter.
To Daddy.
So I heard something this morning, Gordon, and I had to put my lighter.
Could you be
up.
More specific?
It was the Musers.
Okay.
Without George.
Uh-huh.
Totally without
right.
George.
George. We hope he gets this ironed out right now with management because we really want him on this wall.
So you and Junior were talking about...
Don't even joke about that.
Yes.
Things that make you feel odd, and you said something you do that made me feel a lot better about myself because I do this and I thought I was the only one. I will make a nice plate of food, go sit down in front of the television, and 28 minutes later, I'm still looking for a good show to watch.
That's right.
And now my food is ice cold.
Right. Yes.
And no one gets why I won't just eat while I'm looking or just eat and not watch anything. But that seems stupid brain stuff.
Right.
Why would I do that?
I know. And I hate myself for doing this. Like, I don't know how you feel about yourself, Monty.
Pathetic.
Okay. So, yeah, we're in agreement.
Uh-huh.
We both feel pathetic about you right. and me. So, yeah. Do you guys do this at all? So this is when you fix a plate of food, you go sit down, and you got to find a program to watch while you eat.
I think there is something about, especially eating by yourself, I need some type of sensory
input.
Something, mm-hmm. going on, but if it's a show I'm
soaking,
really into,
some sensory soaking.
Yeah, just some porn in the background, just to set the mood, as I'm eating my corn on the cob. But if it's something, if it's a show that I'm really into, I don't want to have that on because I feel like I'm going to be distracted by eating.
Yeah.
But if it's a Ranger game or some sporting event.
So at least you pay attention to shows that you are really into.
Yes. But if
because there's some people who will not watch the screen when you're trying to get them to watch a program with you, and that's very uncomfortable.
But if it's something easy to watch, if it's a rerun of The Office or something, just something on Netflix, I'll just put that on while I'm eating a snack or something.
Food Network is a big
that's great.
Just placeholder for me at home. That or MTV Classic.
So you guys can just throw on anything while you eat?
While I eat, yes.
Okay.
But I definitely need something on, or if it's lunch, I'll definitely have The Ticket on. If I'm eating some breakfast, I'll have the Musers, just to have something going on so I'm not hearing myself
eat. Not so alone.
Yes.
In this world.
And maybe that's, what it is you don't want to feel alone eating. Even though I love going to a restaurant by myself, I'll sit at the bar by myself, don't have to talk to anybody, and just enjoy a nice
evening.
Dining
alone is magic.
Just to decompress. But I guess you do like to have something going on while you're eating.
So the problem with me is, and it sounds like Monty is afflicted with this, is you got so many choices now. You are a programming maximizer. Mm-hmm. So you're trying to find the perfect thing to watch while you eat. Then you wait 30 minutes while you're scrolling through, and you're going through the guide for the third time. You're looking through Netflix or Hulu, and you don't know what to watch, and then your food is cold by the time you get around 45 minutes later. You found something, you put it on, you start eating, and then like 5 minutes later, you're finished eating, and you just turn off that program 5 minutes into it. The one that you spent close to an hour
and it doesn't
seeking
matter.
Out.
And I make it even worse because I will sit down and be like, well, I have like 11 minutes left on this episode of What We Do in the Shadows. I know I'll still be eating when I have to go to the next episode, and I don't want to have to bother myself by having to change to the next episode, so I'm just not going to watch that, and I'll go find something else.
Can you not hit pause, like when you're done with your meal?
Yeah, but I don't want to rub chicken pot pie all over my remote.
Okay. Oh, I bet that remote's already disgusting.
I don't want to, I don't want it to be covered in my meals of the week.
Ugh.
So, or whatever else may be going at it.
Have you ever done the sensory deprivation, like those chambers they have or those things you can go in?
No, but I want to experience one of those things.
I do too, but they kind of scare me.
Yeah.
Like I have tried to do, just take a couple hours out of the weekend if you have nothing going on, turn the TV off, put the phone away, do it at like noon or so, and just try to just try to take an hour without looking at the clock or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're just alone with your thoughts.
So yeah, so you're trying to think, okay, I'll do this for an hour. I'll go back to the phone. I'll turn on the TV, do whatever I need in 1 hour. And you're trying to plan out 60 minutes in your head. And I think working in radio, we're pretty good at time management. We kind of know what 15 minutes feels like. We know what 60 minutes feels like. But if you do it without anything else going on, you will overshoot it by so much.
We should ask Kat if he thinks we're good at time management and knowing what 15 minutes is like.
Yeah. We're decent.
So wait, you're saying that you try to do this to see how well your perception of time is?
Yeah.
Or you're doing it
this sometime.
For like meditative purposes?
You can do both. Okay. Try to do it for meditative, but try to think, okay, 1 hour. Mm-hmm. You'll do this and it'll be 90 minutes at least.
Yeah, really? But I could also be watching YouTube in that same time.
Yeah, I think, but in Mino's example, you got to hire someone to watch YouTube for you or to scroll for you so you don't
get
behind.
Someone from my account needs to be watching those videos,
right?
And that hired person could do it for me.
Yeah, I guess that's what David's trying to say. I'm not sure.
After what happened?
Because
I still need to know.
I was thinking about this because I'll bring up the show Big Brother here. I'm a big P1 of that show.
Really?
And they just did a competition where they're all in a dark room and they have to hold a button, and the last person to let go of the button wins that competition. So they have no sense of time. They can't go to the bathroom. If they do, they're out. And they were showing this on the live feeds on Thursday night, and it started at 9 o'clock our time, and I watched a couple hours of it, and then it gets kind of boring. But I'm about 2 hours into this, and they're talking to each other, and they're like, yeah, we've been here for what, probably about 45 minutes or so, and they're all thinking it's been less than an hour, and it's well over 2 hours that they've been in this spot.
So really?
So you really lose track of time if you have, like, no sensory, nothing around you.
My intuition would have been the opposite, that they would have undershot the time. Like, they would have felt, particularly in that case, when they're having to do absolutely nothing. Mm-hmm. There's no other activity they can get absorbed in, right?
Yeah.
There's not, like, TV that they're watching at the same time. There's not. So I would think that they would think, oh man, we've been doing this for 25 minutes and it's only been like 10 minutes.
Or is it like the driving thing where maybe you have like an hour commute, but you're so used to doing it, your mind just goes on autopilot. Mm-hmm. And you don't think about that hour you just spent where it feels more like, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes, half hour.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you would think that if you're, you know, having a conversation with somebody, and maybe that was part of it because there's a room of 12 people and they're all talking and joking and trying to get through it. But I wonder if it was just one person in there where they're with their own thoughts.
It would feel
there's
like
there's nothing going on. It would feel
it would
like a lot longer.
I'm obsessed with those sensory deprivation tanks. I think those are really interesting. And also, I used to watch videos of people who would go into the world's quietest room. You ever seen those?
You can hear your heart pump blood.
Yeah. Yes, and they say it like really freaks humans out.
Horrible.
Like some people have to start banging on the door screaming to get out of there because they can't stand how quiet the sound is.
Man. I would like
Gilbert's.
Yeah, I'd like to step in there. Like I don't know how much time you could spend in it.
I would too.
You would just, yeah, just Sean's in there thinking about Randall Cobb's wife. Just
yeah,
just give me a few minutes.
Mitch Garber's exit velo.
So, are you guys good
at few hours
at being alone with yourself and your own thoughts for extended periods of time?
Yes.
Or are you always trying to escape your own mind with the TV constantly being on, or
I think
having
depends.
To be online all the time?
Mm-hmm. I think at the end of the day, especially working here, like when I was running the board or something and I was here for 7 hours and there's always, you know, you're talking to people, you're hearing people talk. At the end of the day, I like to just totally decompress for...
Totally
decompress. Totally, totally different things. But just 15 minutes at the end of the day when... Maybe it's just driving home and you turn
totally
the radio
different.
Down or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do that a lot.
Because it just feels like, okay, I've been listening to something all day. I've been talking. I just need some time off with my thoughts. But if it's a day or two that goes by and you're just kind of have a day off or something and you're not involved with anything, then I feel like the social battery is fully charged and I need to do something, talk to some friends, do something, watch a show. So it, I think it, I, soak, yeah, it's a fun activity. Burn some calories.
You guys need to quit with the soaking talk.
All right,
that's what you guys ought to name this program, the soak.
The soak.
The midday soak.
The midday soak.
Why Today Doesn't Suck is next.
Why Today Doesn't Soak is next.